Everybody, it's me, Tank, and I'm getting better at remembering to do my podcast when I'm thinking about subjects that might be of interest to my listeners. So, anyways, I'm in a weird emotional conundrum, if you will, because my mom just tried to give me bread without butter. How does mommy think that I can have breads without butters? Now, granted, I did take a first piece of bread without butters just because I wasn't thinking. But then my dainty palate was surprised that I didn't have any delicious butter on my bread. So the next time mommy tried to give me a piece of bread, I said, I don't want that bread unless you put butter on it, Mom. So, of course, she put delicious organic grass-fed butter on it for me. Don't worry, not a lot, but just a little. Now, you might be asking yourself, why are you eating bread? Oh, and let me tell you, it's sourdough bread. Fermented sourdough bread. A gastrointestinal delight. Anyways, why are you eating bread? Well, my friends, it's because mommy had bad planning this week, and we ran out of crunchies this morning, and she feels awful. She feels like a terrible, terrible mommy, as she should, because she did not remember crunchies for her dainties. So anyway, she felt super guilty, and we still had a raw meat, so she gave us raw meat, which was delicious, and then to fill up the gaps of our cavernous Great Dane stomachs, she gave us sourdough bread and me with butter. But anyways, what does this mean for you? What is a life lesson? Well, the lesson is plan accordingly and think about your stomach first. If mommy would have been planning for stomachs first, we wouldn't have ran out of our delicious crunchies in the first place. We would have them. But because she wasn't stomach first, you know, like America first? Well, stomach first. And if you don't plan accordingly, your day just goes to Danny Poo. You know, that's just what it is. So, life lesson of the day, keep that in mind. Oh my gosh, that first snow in almost 3 years. It was wonderful. My sister was scared. She was like, what is that falling from the sky? But she's from South Carolina. So she's, you know, she's chilly hilly bitty. Okay, anyways, want to check in. Love you.